Okay, we're in the middle of Simon Lamin Beis, Seif Chaf Hei. So we read the Mechaber already, where the Mechaber discusses if you have a letter which was written completely pasul, and it's in such a way where there's no tsura on the os, or in a way that it was written and it looks like two letters. So in both cases, if you wrote afterwards, so if you wrote things afterwards, it's not enough to go back and to fix the letters that were pasul, because that's considered that you wrote a shelo kesidron. So at this point, it's kedai to just see the Mishnah Berurah's hakdama to this seif inside to understand what it is that makes it considered so pasul that it's a problem of shelo kesidron. So this is in Sifkat and Kufi Dal. We're going to read it inside. It says that there's three details, three pratim here when it comes to pasul letters. Aleph, em yesh kilkul be'eza os, bein shenasa ze be'eza ksiva o shenasa la'achar ksiva. Something's wrong with one of the letters, no matter when it happened. Im nira le'ein kol she'ein suraso alav, if it appears to everyone that it doesn't look right, there's something wrong with the letter, and it doesn't look like it is that letter. Kigon yud shechasalo raglo hayimini, there's no point on the bottom of the yud, or shin shechasalo yud echad, or a shin that only has 2 points and not three. V'chol ki agavna shechaser ba'us eze dover, ach ayidei ze ein temunaso alav. In such a way that it just does not have its proper format. Even though it doesn't look like another letter, because of lefanav lo mahani ze shum tikun. So that it's not going to help to fix this letter. So once you write after this, if you write letters after this letter, even if a kid comes out and he reads the letter correctly, that doesn't help. And that whatever is written afterwards is considered shalok esidron. And certainly, if you made it look like a different letter, then it's obviously going to be a pasul. And he gives examples: dalet looks like a resh, beis looks like a kaf or a ches, right? There's a hefsik between the. Right, he gives a number of different examples. So in those cases, we don't care what the kid says; it's not enough. That's Aleph. Beis. Im ayidei kilkula v'chasron alo nifsa mitzuras l'gamrei. It's not completely ruined. Kigon sheyesh hefsik dak beis ha'os be'emtsa v'adayin ikar tzuras olav. There's a slit. There's a tiny little line that breaks up the letter. Right? Or it's not the yud that's on top of the aleph or the shin or the regal of the tuf. It doesn't completely touch the tuf. Meaning you have that upside down yud on the bottom left of the tuf. It's not completely touching the top part. So im tinok de lochach no tipish makira mashlo mishta kasher ha os ay de ze mishim de insura sola bishlemos al kaponim na mahani ze de nishur alav ikert surasol in shem mutul asakno veloy karlish lo kesidron. In this case, even though you're going to have to fix the letter, if the child can read it in such a way that it is recognizable as the letter and he thinks that it's the letter, then it's not going to be a psul shelo kesidron if you wrote something afterwards. That is case number two. And then, number three is that avim ikert al pi she ikert surasso yesh olav etino kor la os afil hachi lo mahani lo shem tikun kigon os she nifsal beiz a dover she tikun oligro miktsas ol kasso mechadish. There's certain letters where the only way to fix them is to avoid chok tochos. For example, if you have a hay that ended up looking like a ches because the bottom left regal of the hay ends up touching the top, the roof. So what you really have to do is you have to scratch it all off and rewrite it, because otherwise it's going to be a problem of chok tochos, that you're going to be creating a ches, a hay from a ches, by scratching off part of it. Right, and other examples as well. So that would be a problem where you must scratch off a significant portion of it and rewrite it. That's the only way you can kasher the letter. So if that's going to be the case, you're going to have a similar problem of shelo kesidron, because now there's nothing to do. You have to rewrite the letter, not just fix it. So basically, if you had to do, and it's not a good service to the Mishnah Berurah to do this, but if you had to summarize the three rules into one, the rule is, if you have to rewrite it, then it's going to be a problem shelo kesidron. If you just have to fix it, then it's not going to be a problem shelo kesidron, even though you need to fix it. That's the rule. But again, there's really three rules. Number one, if it doesn't have its tsura. Number two, it has its ikert tsura, then you can rely on the child. And number three, it has the tsura, but there's a real psul, which is going to necessitate a scratching off of a significant portion and a rewriting. Okay, going back now into the Shulchan Aruch. So we said it's going to be a problem shelo kesidron. Avalahafrida osios hadvukos. I'm picking it up from the middle of the sif. Avalahafrida osios hadvukos achar shekosav lifneim shapridam. But just to separate letters that were written too close together, that's okay. The kevan sha os tsuraso alea kishem afrida mechaverta lohavi kikosev. So that's not considered rewriting it when you separate it, since it had its ikar tzura on it, like we've said. Huadin loha you mixus yudin shala alfin vashidin va'ainu ragli atafin nogos begufa os. Right, if they weren't completely touching the letter, v'tinok the lochakim v'latipesh makiron, and a child who's not, you know, neither here nor there could recognize them. Sha'afal pisha kozav lifneim yochel achzol esaknon. Kaven the tzuras osoys and ikeres leka mishum k'savon shalokasidron. This is not a problem with shalokasidron, as we have said, because the ikar tzura was there. The yesh mishomer du adinim chutri the ches lemala ein nogin zelaze af ein nikar lehedya pridasan. So he said that if you have, again, a ches, according to the Tzura, the Ksav Beis Yosef is two Zions, and then it has a thing on top joining the two Zions together, even if it wasn't perfect, you could still write in that little thing that joins the two Zions together to form the ches, and that's not called Shelo Kisidron either.